Ephesians chapter 2. In the past you were dead because of your errors and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world which is controlled by the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience. We also once lived in the same way, yielding to the cravings of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the carnal nature and of the mind, and were by nature children, led by strong natural passions, just like everyone else. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead because of our sins, gave us his own life together with the Anointed One, and now raises us up with him, and makes us sit with him in the heavenly places in the Anointed One, Jesus. This is so that in the ages to come he might show the unlimited riches of his grace through his kindness toward us in the Anointed One, Jesus. For by grace you are being saved through faith, which is not your own, but instead is a gift from God. This saving is not by our own works, so that no man will be able to claim any credit. For we are his epic, poetic masterpiece, formed into a people in the Anointed One, Jesus, for the purpose of carrying out his good works, which God previously prepared, so that we would be occupied with them. Therefore, remember that once you, the Gentiles by birth, who were called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, referring to something done to the body by human hands, that you were at that time separated from the Anointed One, alienated from the community of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in the Anointed One, Jesus, you who once were far off are brought near by the blood of the Anointed One, for he is our peace, the one who made both Jews and Gentiles one, having broken down the partition barrier between them, having destroyed the motive for antagonism in his physical body through his death. He did this by deactivating the law, made up of commandments and decrees, so that he could create in himself from the two one new man, so making peace. This was so that he could reconcile them both to God together in one body through the cross, having put to death the animosity. And so peace was announced to you who were at a distance, and also to those who were near, for through him we both have our access through one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but you are fellow citizens with those set apart for God and members of the family of God. You are being built upon the foundation of the sent ones and prophets, the Anointed One Jesus himself being the chief capstone. It is through him that each part of the building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. It is in him that you also are being built together by the Spirit into a dwelling place for God. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.